I'm going to read two poems from the anthology and end with a third one. I grew up in western Pennsylvania, an area primarily of coal patch towns and farms, and so the county fair each year was a big thing to look forward to. Eat your heart out, Joey Chitwood. Joey Chitwood, 1912 to 1988. Daredevil stunt car driver, racer, and operator of Joey Chitwood thrill shows. In my red coaster wagon, left knee in the bed, right foot pumping cement, pushing off at the top, red flyer racing, banging over the cracks, aiming straight at the bump in the walk, heaved high by the roots of the elm in front of our house, then airborne at last, bone thunked bone when the wagon dropped down, hard jerk on the handle, skidding through gravel, tumbling into tall grass. This is also a county fair poem. This is a 1954 county fair. Reverend Lawrence got an editorial in the Evening Gazette, preached a hard sermon, roused the ministerium, wrote the county fair board. In lieu of holy scripture, ban hoot shows from the fair appeared on the notice board, anchored in the lawn of Grace United Presbyterian Church. Huddled talk in Barclays Hardware, at bridge tables, A&P checkout, and ESSO pumps. The county commissioners debated but declined to act. Opening day of the fair, junior high daughters of diverse congregations took up a vigil at dusk, standing in halter tops, shorts and rolled down socks between the cotton candy truck and the Legion bingo game. They stood to witness whose father's promising protest came to picket and whose blessedly did not. Thus accidentally, they could testify truly, Ann's brother blind in one eye from Korea, Purple Heart pinned to his t-shirt, did walk up the steps, pay $5, and disappear behind the parted curtain to watch the Hoochie Coochie girls dance. And my last poem is in an entirely different vein, I think. It's called This Winter Morning. I wrote this in January. Such a deep, damp, earthy smell in the basement this morning. Arms up to elbows, down in the laundry tub, under warm running water, taking a scrub brush to dirty seed trays. I could name some plants, goat's beard, bloodroot, bone set, turtle head and monkey flower, virgin's bower, blue-eyed grass that grew in these trays, and tell you how green seed heads uncurled last spring, raising up black caps of soil in these trays, or say how it was to move in the early shade of Delaney's woods, walk cinder edges of old railroad tracks, tramp Jennings Prairie in July heat, follow Cedar Creek in September rain, and stoop low under rock outcrops, gathering wild seeds to plant in these trays. Or mention the seed of tall phlox that came by mail, wrapped in damp paper, sender unknown, which blooms spikes of pearly indigo in these trays. For me, though, it would be enough to say there was such a deep, damp, earthy smell in the basement this morning. And the next poet is Ed Murray, who just recently had a wonderful poem published in the Post-Gazette, and perhaps you read it.